which is one of the things that distinguishes our form of government with some of the other totalitarian systems. It says that each individual has certain inherent rights that are neither derived from or conferred by the state. They are gifts from the hands of the Almighty God.
There comes a time.
Very soon, remember, in the history of the world,
when the world
has a sociopolitical document expressed in such eloquent and unequivocal language, the dignity
to life
and the worth of human personality. The American dream reminds us that every man is the heir of a legacy of worth for him. But ever since the founding fathers of our nation dreamed this dream, America has been something of a schizophrenic personality.
You know, love is all we need.
On the one hand, we have proudly professed the noble principles of democracy. On the other hand, we have sadly practiced the very antithesis of the slavery and segregation have been strange paradoxes in a nation founded on the principle that all men are created equal.
Well, send them your heart.
But now more than ever before,
so they know that someone cares.
America
and
is challenged
will be stronger
to realize noble dreams.
As God has shown us,
for the shape of the world today does not permit us the luxury of an anemic democracy.
And, so we
and the price that the United States must pay for the continued exploitation and oppression of the Negro and other minorities is
we
the
are
price
the ones who make a brighter day. So let's not give
in. And of approximately 2,700,000,000 people. Segregated and humiliated by some foreign power. For the eye of
all the
and the
must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists."
Estimated.
We've been existing a long time in America, black man and black woman. I want to say to you tonight, as we get ready to go into this month of June 10th, we're going to be talking about our ancestors too. Net, give me a call. I was on your way in your neighborhood, but you wouldn't answer. Called you to let you know I'll be coming your way again down in Mississippi. I want to say to you tonight, Mary, get ready to 23rd number Psalm. Now, if some of you got a testimony that you want to testify, press one on your thing that since last month, something good had happened to you. With all the killing that's going on down in the school and in Tulsa, Oklahoma, coming shot the doctor and two doctors and a nurse, they did that. So the Republican Party have turned its back on the American people. They are with NRA, and they're making money off the death and the blood of children. People that happened 2 years ago when Obama was in the office, they ain't did nothing. Republican Party had did nothing. These guns. I want you to join in with me. We're going to say, and we're going to send leaflets out and let people know, we want to ban the assault rifles, those guns supposedly for army, for them that's in the army. What assault rifles doing in Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas, Indiana, Louisiana, Minnesota, up South Dakota? What the assault rifles doing in neighborhoods? And it was so bad down in Texas, they couldn't identify the kids because the bullet that took arms off, legs off, holes in their head, that went through one child and another child. All that kind of evil stuff. And the Republican Party don't want to recognize it. It's a mental problem. No, it's a problem that the Republican Party, the blood on the hands of all this killing with these assault rifles, party will not ban them. I'm going to ban them. And my whole thing, the rest of the summer, is ban assault rifles. That the government that have these different companies to make, if they don't ban them, we're going to begin to march on the factories that make these assault weapons. They have so many assault weapons down in Houston. There's so many assault weapons, and those guns shoot 100 rounds, 40-round clip, just like that. And what happened with the police in Texas, they did not go in. They had to went in, them kids, half the kids wouldn't have been killed. Now, if you're going to be a policeman, you're supposed to serve and protect. You're supposed to run to it, not from it. And then they've been lying back and forth down in Texas. You see what happened in Buffalo, New York. We got to say, when I say we black people in America, got to say, ban the assault rifle. You can't get them, they banned them. You don't need them no way. What you need with a guy got a 40-run clip, shoot 100 times? What you need with that on the streets of Detroit, on the streets of Chicago, on the streets of Cleveland, on the streets of Indiana, on the streets of Minnesota and St. Paul, on the street of Alabama, Mississippi. You don't need that. Somebody's sick making money. I hate to tell you, Dr. King said it. Man, the Republican Party needs to be banned. If they can't stop, if they don't want to stop, we don't need to vote for them. We need to just say, we need a different party. We need a different party. We might need a mule party, coon party, any kind of party, but the Republican Party, because they is a part of the Ku Klux Klan. They are part of the skinhead. They are part of all this radical hate going on. They stormed the White House. That's a treason act. Now, the guns, they let not, that's treason. And the NRA moved from New York down to Texas. Trump moved from New York to Florida. Florida, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Oklahoma, those are the ones where all the killings going on, and they said it ain't a problem. Wake up, black man. Wake up, white man. Wake up, white woman. Wake up and know that they're killing your babies. They ain't got to go to Vietnam. They are dying right in the street going to college. At Xavier University, lady killed, two shot. Police don't find nobody. Chicago, the same thing. If the police ain't killing them, they giving them guns and kids shooting their grandmother, shooting their mother, shooting their daddy. Something got to be done. And it got to come from me and you. I'm not looking for the government. The government have never did nothing for the people. The people is the government. So when you wake up and call your pastor, call your senator, send a letter to Washington, enough is enough. How many more kids got to be killed? How many more black folks got to be killed with this racist attitude? And you know, I'm a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Not now one of them. Because they got to take care of business. President talk good, but he can't do nothing. The Republican Party run the government. As long as the Republican Party run the government, you're going to stay poor. You're going to stay hungry. You're going to stay on welfare. You're going to stay with low jobs. This is what the Republican did. They sent all the guns over to Russia, the premier. They sent all the resources over to a wall. But people here in America cannot get gas. Gas is $7 to $8 a gallon. They can't stop it. So the Republicans gonna have more kids. I'm gonna say this. More kids gonna get killed. More churches gonna be shot. More hospitals they're gonna go into until you march to Washington, or do you tell that we don't want no Republican Party, we ain't going to vote for you because you ain't doing your job. You're sitting there lying to all them lying. Oh, you ain't, that ain't no problem. It's a gun problem. No, it ain't no problem. It's a people problem. They lie, and we supposed to accept the lie. I say. We're going into June 10th, my ancestor, right now. Families. When in the hospital, the man said it should be where nobody can go by assault rifle made for war. It's made for war. But they done turned around and selling in America. The dope, the drugs. We don't have any different. How come all the dope and drugs get in? They can't find the drugs, but they can go to the moon. They can do all of that. You got people that fought in Vietnam and Korea, legs shot off. They cannot find a place to stay. We in a bad situation. We in a situation of evil in our government. Because if the government were right, the first kids got shot, they would have banned the assault rifles. I don't know what church you're going to. I don't know who your pastor is. don't know if you're atheist, don't make no difference. You are being hoodwinked, bamboozled, and all other stuff that Malcolm X talked about. It's more worse now than when Dr. King and Malcolm X was marching. We done find out what the government, the federal government, have really did, really doing to America. Killing our doctors, our lawyers, killing our young folks. And they sit up there and say, ain't no problem. And they're going to come on national TV and tell you it's not a problem. Don't be no fool. Let me say it again. Don't be no fool. What you see is what you get. And what you see, you ain't getting nothing but death and destruction. Today, we're going to hear about another one. Get ready. I'm going to prophesy. You're going to hear about another school. You're going to see about a mall with assault rifles. How much it takes, how many people got to die before you get excited, before you motivate yourself to say, hey, pastor, I'm giving you my tithe, stop it. Politician, I'm not going to vote for you, mayor. Governor, I'm not going to vote for you, congressman, if you can't do nothing. I told Bobby Rush, free Jeff Ford and free Larry Hoover in Chicago. Let me say it again. I told Bobby Rush to free Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford where they can get clean up Chicago because the police can't do it. So we need some people to clean up Detroit. We need some people to clean up California, Oakland, California, because things running wild. You got crazy people running around with assault rifles, and they can't stop it. I say. I didn't want to say that, but that's the real deal tonight, what I'm saying. Sister Mary Hawkins, now if you got a testimony tonight, some of you wait, you listen to what I said, and you don't do nothing else. You won't even send a seed. Let me give you this information. I don't care if you see it or not. I'm going to say it. You can go to my website, theseedabrahamyoursite.com. If you feel that you want to plant a seed, go to my website and hit my PayPal and mail it. I asked last month, I asked for people to send $1 to King. You know how many dollars I got? $3. That lets me know what you think about yourself. You don't give a damn about yourself. You don't give a damn about nobody else. I hate to say that, but you don't until you wake up and started taking care of business for your children, for your family. You're going to stay in poverty. You're going to stay in the ghetto. Huh? Dr. King died. Malcolm died. Some of them don't even know who Dr. King was. They know who Malcolm was. You go to church every Sunday. Your pastor begs you out every dime, and where do that money go? You send the money all the way to all these different preachers all over the country, and you can't get nothing to kill roaches and rats in your house. Well, y'all don't hear me. Glory, hallelujah. This is divine word, divine text, and divine word of God. Where do you go from here? Community chaos. We are in chaos. We got to go better than this. It's something happening when you see this many kids get killed and the cops don't even go in. And they got the same gun that one man go in there and kill that many folks. You got 35 cops outside with assault rifles. They're scared to go in on one man. Something wrong with that picture. The Lord still is my shepherd. Woo! I should not want. I'm praying for you and you. Freddie Taylor, I'm praying for you, the loss of your nephew, your grandson, and your son. There's no sorrow on earth that ever can not heal. I want to tell you tonight, those on drugs, alcohol, dope, all you're doing is killing yourself, killing your race. And you wonder why you can't get up because you got addiction, a drug addiction, an alcohol addiction. And then, y'all ain't going to like me. You ain't like what I said. Then you snatch the babies out of your womb because you say, I don't want it. But why do you lay down? The Bible says, and then you want to, this is what you want to do. Well, I'm in a new community. I'm in the gay community, gay pride. What kind of gay pride it is when you are homosexual? What kind of gay pride it is when you messing with little kids. What kind of gay pride is that? You let them, you lie. No, I'm going to leave this stuff alone. Because it really gets me that how you want to be proud of something that the Bible says, "Fret not thyself, but evil doers, you soon be cut down." Romans 1 and 26, I'm going to turn you over to a reprobate mind that doing that was unseemly, and the reward of you is death. I just said, read the Bible. If you study your Bible, it tells you about all stuff that's happening right now. It ain't my fault. Yeah, it's your fault because you put up with it. Put up with all what's going on. Let me see where I'm at now. Sister Hawkins, God bless you on this new month. God bless you. Are you ready to read 23rd number Psalm? I'm ready for you.
Yes. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
You have a testimony, or you want with your Sunday?
I didn't hear that.
Do you need you ready for a testimony, or you want to wait till Sunday?
I'll wait till Sunday.
Okay, thank you for that reading. I want to say this before I want to say something else. The Spirit, Mary, was reading the 23rd number Psalm. The Spirit said, Bishop, you got women that got abortion. Their mama made them get an abortion, university. And then they had babies. They didn't kill babies. Just like the boy come and kill all them people. And said, Bishop, you need to pray. I'm going to pray for them that you're going around with that over your shoulder. You got to ask for forgiveness for that murder. Murder is murder. If you murder people over in Iran, if you murder people over in Germany, if you murder people in the Vietnam, murder is murder. Father God, we come right now. Them women that's hiding it, that didn't kill babies out of their womb. The men that them kill people. God, we ask you to bless those that picking dope because they can't sleep at night. They alcoholics because they did all kind of evil stuff. The Bible says, "Fret not thyself, evildoers. They'll soon be cut down." The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, God, we come right now. Lift every man, every woman up. Those that need a financial blessing. Those that need somewhere to stay, some need to pay the bills, and because they're dishonest with you, God, they're dishonest with you, and they're finding themselves on the way to hell. They find themselves cursed with a curse that can't nothing get them off but repent. The Holy Ghost, Ashe, our ancestor. God, we ask you to touch every man, every boy, every woman. Forgive those have murdered themselves. Forgive those that's on dope that murdered their families. And so many have died. Crack, cocaine, alcohol, snipping glue. And got society saying it's all right. All right. For a man to act like a woman and get in her sport. It's all right for a man to cross over and try to be a woman and a woman try to be a man. We know it's wrong. Father God, we ask you to straighten this stuff out. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. We can't handle it, God, but I know you can. Exodus 14 and 14, God step in. God of the universe, the God of the wind. They don't care because they are demon spirits. These demon spirits have possessed people. Can't you see that your friend ain't talking like y'all do? Can't you see your wife ain't talking like her husband ain't talking right? Because they're possessed by evil spirits. Kids are possessed, shooting their grandmother, shooting their daddy, shooting their mama. You saw, what they got to do? Because they possessed by evil, the spirit of Abaddon, the evil spirit of death, along with Satan, and tied them and wrapped them up. But I plead the blood of God. I plead the blood of Almighty. Devil, loose your hold off of that man. Devil, loose your hold off of that woman, off of that child. Or even a man, wife died, he died. I want to say this. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of the God, the gift of the Holy Ghost, is power. I want to say to you, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. So you can go around and pray sorry if you want to, but the Bible says there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. If you call on God, if you call on Amun-Ra, call on Amun-Ra, he will come and see about you. Call on God. Call on God. He will come and heal you. So folks are saying, call on God. He will come and heal you. Call on God. He will come and deliver you this evening. Whatever it is, let it go and call on God. You can walk out of that dope crisis. You can walk out of that murder crisis. You can walk out of that jail. You will walk out of that life. But you got to call on God. You got to call on God. And when you call on him, he will set you free. They used to sing that song. If I and I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all men unto me. Somebody help me lift the name of Amun-Ra. Somebody help me lift the name of Jehovah. Somebody help me lift the name of Allah. Somebody help me lift the name of the Almighty. Somebody tonight being healed right now. You crossed up and messed up. I'm speaking to you. You're going to lie it out. Just make your mind up. I'm going to stop shacking. I'm going to stop doing all the wrong stuff. I'm going to let go and I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust my ancestors to guide me to the next level. I say. I want you to get ready because some things are going to happen good. The flood. I'm going to prophesy again. The flood going to hit Texas. And the hurricane going to be back to back. Texas, Florida, Miami, Gulf Coast, down around Texas. You're going to see hurricanes back to back. And people that's living in Florida, in the Gulf, they got to come in. And it's storms and floods and tornadoes ain't stopped. It's going to be snowing in one part of the country, one part burning up, and the other is on fire. Until we repent, man, repent to God. God save my children. God save my family. All the way. You can get your family. You have to. You can see some of you don't want to give up that lifestyle. You don't want to give it up. You think God have did you wrong. You have did God wrong because you won't repent. The Holy Ghost, that spirit of the ancestor will walk with you, man. Want me to walk with you? I want you to get ready and say, Bishop, I want to support. I want to support stopping what's going on. What's going on with this? What's going on with this assault rifle situation? I want you to get ready right now as I pray for your finance. And I want you to put in your mind, the Spirit will put in your mind that you will see to the seed of Abraham. Father God, right now, somebody needs a financial blessing. Turn out money for them, for the job, whatever they need. Bring that family more closer together. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of God, we call it done. And it is so. And it is so, and I won't take it back. I told you God got something special for you. He's going to do it quick, fast, and in hurry. Let go and let God. Let him work for you.
But if not, there was a day when many of the Israelites found themselves in bondage in Babylon. And there was a king of Babylon by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. You read about him a good deal in the book of Daniel, and it stands as an epic that will remain stenciled on the mental sheets of unfolding generations. Nebuchadnezzar was a mighty king. And when he ruled, he ruled. And when he issued an order, he meant business. And Nebuchadnezzar issued an order. He made a golden image, and his order was that everybody under the reign of his kingship had to bow before that golden image and worship it. Now, those of you who read the Bible remember that story. One day Nebuchadnezzar called in the judges and the governors and the sheriffs, and they had a dedicatory service for this golden image. And then he said to them, I'm instructing you to see that everybody bows before this golden image. But there were three young men around there.
Yes. Yes, sir.
One's name was Shadrach. The other one's name was Meshach. And the other name was Abednego. And they answered, and I read it from the scripture, and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king.
Yes.
But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, I want you to notice first here that these young men practiced civil disobedience.
Yes.
Civil disobedience is the refusal to abide by an order of the government or of the state or even of the court that your conscience tells you is unjust. Civil disobedience is based on a commitment to conscience. In other words, one who practices civil disobedience is obedient to what he considers a higher law. And then there comes a time when a moral man can obey a law which his conscience tells him is unjust. And I tell you this morning, my friends, that history has moved on. Great moments have often come forth because there were those individuals in every age and every generation who were willing to say, I will be obedient to a higher law. These men were saying, I must be disobedient to a king in order to be obedient to the king. And those people who so often criticize those of us who come to those moments when we must practice civil disobedience never remember that even right here in America, in order to get free from the oppression and the colonialism of the British Empire, our nation practiced civil disobedience. For what represented civil disobedience more than the Boston Tea Party? And never forget that everything that Hitler did in Germany was legal. It was legal to do everything that Hitler did to the Jews. It was a law in Germany that Hitler issued himself that it was wrong and illegal to aid and comfort a Jew in Hitler's Germany. But I tell you, if I had lived in Hitler's Germany with my attitude, I would have openly broken that law.
Make it plain.
I would have practiced civil disobedience. And so it is important to see that there are times when a man-made law is out of harmony with the moral law of the universe. There are times when human laws are out of harmony with eternal and divine laws. And when that happens, you have an obligation to break it. And I'm happy that in breaking it, I have some good company. I have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I have Jesus and Socrates.
Make it plain.
And I have all of the early Christians who refused to bow. Now the second interesting point is that these men never doubted God and his power. As they did what they did, they made it very clear that they knew that God had the power to spare them. They said that to the king. Now we know that the God that we worship is able to deliver us. And that grew out of their experience. They had known God. They had experienced God in nature. They knew God as the creator. And then they had seen God in history.
Yes. Make it plain.
And then they had seen God, I'm sure, in their personal lives.
Yes. Amen.
They never doubted God's power to deliver them. But let me move now to the basic point of the message. And oh, this morning, if we forget everything I said, I hope you won't forget this.
Amen.
They came to the point after saying our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. But if he doesn't deliver us, we still are not going to bow. But if not, do you get that? And these men were saying that our faith is so deep and that we've found something so dear and so precious that nothing can turn us away from it. Our God is able to deliver us, but if not, this simply means, my friends, that the ultimate test of one's faith is his ability to say, but if not. You see,
and oh, how he walks with me. And oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I
Oh.
Injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend 322,000
Thank you.